tweet at TodaySOR.
Please do a podcast of David McCullough, says a listener. Well, actually, we will, because we do. We do a podcast of all our items every day. You can find it shortly after every programme, rte.ie/todaysor. And thank you very much indeed for listening. Yes, he's quite the performer, isn't he? Now, we are going to, as we know, funerals, as we know them in Ireland, have changed utterly due to COVID-19, with no more than 10 mourners allowed to attend. Well, the Irish Hospice Foundation has announced a new online information and support hub about funerals and grieving at this time. And for more, I am joined on the line by Sharon Foley, Chief Executive of the Irish Hospice Foundation. Sharon, good morning. Thank you indeed for joining us. Before you tell us about your new information and support service, just tell me about how people you deal with are managing with the current restrictions concerning funerals and the impact they're having on families who've lost a loved one.
Well, I think the COVID-19 pandemic it's really changed the traditional ways we mark our grief. So for the moment, it's not possible to come together and gather in one location. For many people, it's not possible to visit an ill relative in hospital. It's not possible to have a large funeral, and it mightn't be possible to receive the company of those who want to offer you condolences. So it's very, very difficult, and it can be very hard to find meaning, peace, comfort at times like this for people in Ireland. And for anybody who's grieving at the moment or are facing end of life or facing the death of someone they love, our heart goes out to you, and we send all of our sympathies and understanding at this time.
And as we know now, no visitors allowed in medical facilities. So presumably in hospice settings, you know, people can't hold their loved one's hand or even be in the room with them as they die. That must be incredibly distressing for people.
It is very distressing, and you only get one chance to get end-of-life care right. And we know that there's so much around COVID-19 that is wrong. And it really is the recommendation from the Irish Hospice Foundation that one family member is allowed to be with every person who is dying. They might have to be in PPE if required, and that will require training and support from the hospital to help staff or to help families, that family member, put on their PPE. But we think it's very, very important that people are not allowed to die alone.
And have you made that case? Have you made that case to the Department of Health?
We've certainly made that case to the HSC, and we've certainly indicated that that will be our recommendation. Now, they come back to us and they say yes, in so far as possible, they are trying to do that. And what we would also recommend to the HSC and to care settings is that they have very clear information for families. So if there is no visiting allowed, and it might be in the case of a crowded ICU, it's to protect the carer, it's to protect their own family, it's to protect the wider society and community. So that is why those restrictions are in place. But we would say if hospitals can provide as much detail as possible on how limited visiting can be facilitated, or if there's no visiting, that might be able to alleviate some distress for families.
Right. And tell me then about this service now that you're providing, an information and support hub. What's there?
Well, we're a national charity dedicated to dying, death and bereavement, and we developed our Care and Inform Hub to respond to the needs of families and healthcare staff in an informative and compassionate way. So first of all, of our advice is in line with the current HSC and government advice, and the Care and Inform Hub includes a range of information. So people are looking for information on grieving, how to support children through grief, how to support teenagers through grief, how to organise a funeral, things you can do to remember other people through funerals. We'll also be developing a range of materials for healthcare professionals to support and guide them if they're caring for families or patients at end of life.
And what about wider family and friends who in normal circumstances would rally round and would want to be there to sympathise, to bring in the plate of sandwiches as we typically do in this country, to support the immediate family? How can they best clearly convey their sympathies now?
Well, there's things you can do. So at the moment, the advice is that funerals are restricted to 10 members, and in general, they will be very close family. So for those who want to sympathise, there are things you can do. You can offer your condolences, your measures of support online. You can drop in a card, write a letter. You can ask what might be of help. So people might need help with dropping of groceries or a collection of supplies or something. Take time to write letters of support and condolences. I think it's these expressions of solidarity at this time is really important. But the most important thing, Sean, is do keep in contact with the bereaved person. Don't let them get isolated. Keep in contact with them now and in the weeks ahead, because grief is very, very isolating and very, very hard to do on your own. So keep in touch with people who are bereaved.
Yeah, and you're saying as well, I suppose it wouldn't be just for young people, but particularly so maybe in their cases, just using facilities or social media like Zoom calls or Hangout or whatever, that's a way for people to connect.
It is, and it's interesting. My own house, we're all working from home at the moment, and I introduced Zoom to the family and they all told me they already were very familiar with Zoom. So our teenage kids can become a great support at this time because they're well used to technology and they really can help and educate. But it's also a great way for those teenagers to keep in touch with each other, particularly if there's been a bereavement or there's grieving. They can connect out and reach out, and that brings them a lot of comfort.
And finally, you've got some advice as well, I think, Sharon, for employers.
We do. You know, we've always developed advice for employers on dealing with grief in the workplace. So that advice is now posted up on the Care and Inform website. And if anybody wants the Care and Inform website, I should say it's available on hospicefoundation.ie, and you can just search that. There's a link there. But for employers, we'll be developing further webinars and training for when people return back to work and they've been bereaved or they're finding it hard to be in the workplace around what happens post COVID-19.
Sharon, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Sharon Foley there, Chief Executive of the Irish Hospice Foundation. Now, after the break, take time away from all this COVID-19 news. We're celebrating William Wordsworth, 250 years of him. That's with the wonderful Niall McMonagall after the break.